all good backs, man. Everybody going out there giving it their best shot, doing what they have to do. And, you know, at the end of the day, it's the coach's decision. But, you know, whoever's out there going to contribute and, you know, do good for the team.
Realizing the pads aren't on yet, how did you feel the first day went?
You know, always practicing without pads is always tough. You know, you can't really run through them and, you know, they just tagging off. But, I mean, it gives you a sense. You know, everybody's playing fast, so it gives you that sense. But, you know, when we get the pads on, it'll be different.
Is that when you think you'll shine the most?
I mean, I think, yeah, with that mindset, yeah, I think I'll do pretty good with the pads on.
Did I hear recently that you're going to give up the spin move for a while? I mean, that's kind of been your signature thing. How easy is it?
I mean, I wouldn't say give it up, but I just got to get the speed of the game first, you know?
Before you get to the complicated stuff.
Right. Take baby steps.
What are your expectations for this season?
Just to contribute, man. You know, I don't want to come in with certain goals in the mindset, you know, thinking I need to do this and I need to do that. You know, first things first, I just want to make sure, like, if given the opportunity, you know, I could take advantage of it just to make sure I could put the team in a good situation.
Eddie, this is your first camp, obviously, so you don't have anything to compare it to, but what did you make of Mike McCarthy's big picture message that he gives the kind of theme message every year, but what was your impression of the first one you were given?
I mean, it was cool. You know, it allows you to look at things from different perspectives, and it's not like all tough, like in your face. It's more like laid back. You get to think about it and, you know, just apply it to you however you can.
When you see that video of guys opening up their Super Bowl rings, how much motivation was that? One of those moments you probably said, okay, this will work.
Yeah, that was pretty cool, man. You know, I have a few college ones, but, you know, ain't nothing like a Super Bowl one. And, you know, I think I'm on a pretty good team that can accomplish that, you know, whether it's this year or next few years, you know. So, you know, just knowing that this team could do that, you know, it's a good feeling.
First day of pro camp.
You know, I felt good. It wasn't too bad out there. I don't know. I think I'll get used to it within the next few days.
Any jitters? I mean, you've been here, obviously, for the OTAs and mini camps, but training camp, you know, it's the ramp up to the real deal.
Right. You know, you're going to be nervous. You don't want to make a mistake. You know, you want to show the coaches you know everything and that you can play as fast as you can. But, you know, mistakes are part of the game. You're going to make them. You just have to correct them and do better next time.
Shuffle during breaks out there.
Yeah, that's cool. You know, a little rest period, you know, give everybody, you know, something to drink, cool off. And, you know, when that 2 minutes is up, you know, we back at practice and back at it.
Any of those three songs that you like better than the others?
You know, I really didn't pay attention to the songs. I couldn't tell you what they were at all.
You know, they say a lot, competition brings out the best in people. Do you feel like that's true? And do you feel like we'll see that bear out throughout camp here?
Yeah, you know, everybody, you know, they want the starting job, man. The only way to get it is to go out and compete. And, you know, one guy see another one in their position working hard. You know, that creates the competition throughout the whole group. So, I mean, everybody going to come out and give it their best shot.
And whenever you start a new job, you always look to, you know, older guys to maybe be your mentor. If you found a guy in this team that you kind of look to, you see, oh, this is how he does things. This is how he approaches his business, that you kind of model yourself after at this point.
Yeah, I watch a few guys, but, you know, I always talk to the coach and ask him certain things because he's watching every play. So right now I'm relying on the coach a lot.